colleagues. It was a very helpful explanations. Now, of course, don't hesitate to ask us if you have any questions. Another point we wanted to share with you is on the World Congress on Enforced Disappearance. I will cover some points again, even though I know you are already aware of this event that will take place on the 15th and 16th of January 2025 in the CICG in Geneva. This event is co-organized with the Committee and the Working Group on Enforced and Involuntary Disappearances under the OHCHR, also with the Convention on Enforced Disappearances Initiative, CIDI. This has been organized to help give effect to the outcome of the Congress. We'd like to thank, of course, sponsors France, Argentina, Morocco, and Samoa, and the partners of the event. First, of course, amongst them, Switzerland and the Canton of Geneva, and then the civil society organizations that have significantly contributed to the organization of the Congress within the regional consultations, but they've also made it possible for a number of families of victims and civil society actors to take part in person. We will have over 100 participants from these associations and family and associations of families. Now, the organization of this Congress is because we feel the need to lobby states and stakeholders, because 20 years after the adoption of the convention and 15 years after the entry into force, we need to take stock of the rate of ratification, which is not satisfactory. That's a problem, of course, in itself, but it's also perhaps a symptom of the fact that enforced disappearances, having played a key role on international agendas for many years, is no longer perhaps at the forefront. And yet, enforced disappearance is rampant in all countries. We have to be quite clear that this is not something of the past or restricted to a particular geographical area. This is a global issue and is extremely topical. So this Congress is to try to encourage families, associations, and states, and civil society organizations, and give us opportunity to have discussions, share best practices, and encourage states and other actors to make pledges in combating enforced disappearance and universalizing the convention. Consultations have been held since March of 2024, and many civil society actors and states have been involved in those consultations to help prepare a draft program and a draft plan of action. On the 21st of September, experts from the working group met with us to offer contribution to the program of the Congress and the plan of action, and both documents will be published by the 15th of October. We can give you a bit of a sneak preview. The Congress will have four plenary meetings with 8 or 9 round tables and 2 workshops. The goal of the workshops will be practical, networking young people around enforced disappearance, and the plenary will tackle general issues such as searching for the disappeared or combating impunity, and the round tables will tackle more specific issues such as child victims of enforced disappearance or the role of commemorating. And each event will encourage participants to look at what action can be taken and what commitments can be made in connection with the plan of action. The plan of action has a list of possible steps that the participants can commit to taking. And the plan of action will go hand in hand with a commitment template or model that will be made public at the same time of the plan of action. The plan of action is not something that's going to be negotiated as an outcome at the end of the conference. It's rather a support tool. Participants can make their own commitments, but the goal of the Congress is also to encourage cooperation and teamwork, and so we support joint actions or coordinated actions. The organisers of the Congress will look for convergence, or those who are like-minded, and will try to put people together to work jointly in a coordinated fashion. So there you have a general, the large, an overview of the Congress. We'll be issuing the documents, as I said, by the 15th of October, and we would encourage all civil society organisations, those present here, but also NHRIs and so on, to take part actively in the Congress, to contribute and to make pledges and commitments in the aftermath of the Congress. So that's all from our side. We'll now open the floor for questions and answers. And so if you have any questions, please raise your flag, introduce yourself when you're given the floor, and you can have 3 minutes. Do we already have some requests? Online. There are questions online. And if there are any organisations in the room that would have questions, please raise your flag.